I'm Nathan Cones, here with your look at the midday news for this Monday, June 1st, 2026. A short section of Hawthorne Avenue northwest of Maple River is closed this week while crews improve a Sauk Rail Trail intersection. The road between 160th and 170th Streets in Carroll County can be closed through Friday, June 5th, weather dependent, while workers are on scene to pave the crossing over the gravel road. Motorists and bicyclists will need to adjust their routes for the duration of that project. If you have any questions, those should be directed to the Carroll County Road Department at 712-792-3603. Carroll's long-running band-aid tradition will take on a new format this year, shifting from a marching band-centered event to a broader community celebration. The updated Band Day is still scheduled for October 10th of 2026 and will continue to feature the community parade while adding a full day of family-friendly activities, entertainment, food, and community engagement opportunities. According to Chamber Director Ashley Schabel, the change comes after years of increasing difficulty securing marching band participants as well as parade judges. She notes the parade has always been the most popular aspect of the event historically. They wanted to continue hosting a parade as the foundation of the celebration. So now the October 10th event will begin with an 11 a.m. parade and then includes activities in Grand Park such as tournaments, games, food vendors, live music at the Bandshell, and opportunities for local businesses and organizations to participate. This inaugural celebration will be themed around the 250th anniversary of the United States, giving participants opportunities to incorporate patriotic and historical themes into their parade entries as well as the activities that are being planned. The current Band-Aid committee members, which includes Sandra Ryerson, Macy Witchrock, Nicole McCarville, Kelsey Hawley, and Tim Hawkinson, will continue serving in leadership roles for the new event, while adding subcommittees will help coordinate music, food activities, and parade planning. Schabel says, "We're proud of the history of Carroll Band-Aid and the memories it created for generations. This is about honoring that spirit while creating a new tradition that can continue to grow with the community for years to come." These changes were brought about to preserve the spirit of Band-Aid while creating a tradition that can continue again into the future. Speaking of events coming up later this year, Lake City's biggest celebration of the year, the Top Rail Saddle Club's Western Days Rodeo. Now only a few weeks away, and organizers are busy preparing to welcome thousands of people for 3 days of rodeo action and Western culture. Western Days is hosted jointly by the Lake City Betterment Association and Top Rail Saddle Club. Top Rail handling the rodeo side of things, Lake City Betterment handling the community aspects. And the 3-day event is going to feature a variety of activities, including a parade, races, live music, fireworks, and rodeo performances. The celebration itself begins the evening of Friday, June 26th, with a pool party at the Lake City Aquatic Center, followed by music from DJ Brandon McLaughlin at the Top Rail Saddle Club Beer Garden. Saturday's activities include a community breakfast, a kids' dash, a 2-mile fun run and walk, vendor booths, food trucks, and the annual Western Days Parade. That's at 11 a.m., by the way. The opening rodeo performance, again, Saturday night, scheduled for 7:30 p.m., followed by a fireworks display and then live music as well. Sunday's schedule includes breakfast, a church service, a pickleball tournament, and another night of rodeo. New this year will be Mutton Bustin', which will debut during Sunday's rodeo finale, giving young participants a chance to compete in the crowd-pleasing event. If you've never seen Mutton Bustin', it's an absolutely great time. Western Days draws thousands of spectators to Lake City each summer, with performers coming from all around the country. As Iowans head to lakes, rivers, and streams this summer, safety officials are reminding Iowans to take precautions to prevent water-related accidents and drownings. Iowa's many waterways can present hidden dangers, including underwater obstacles, sudden drop-offs, strong currents, as well as other recreational watercraft. River currents can be especially hazardous because they often appear calmer than they actually are. Iowa Department of Natural Resources staff recommend always swimming with the buddy and wearing a life jacket while on or near the water. Swimmers should also monitor weather conditions and leave the water immediately if thunderstorms, lightning, or sudden wind shifts develop, I should say. Parents and caregivers are urged to supervise very closely children at all times near the water. Officials recommend assigning a designated adult to watch the kids and remaining close enough by to reach them quickly if needed. Even shallow water can pose risk when currents are present. Officials also encourage Iowans to learn cardiopulmonary resuscitation, more commonly known as CPR, and to refresh their certification regularly through available local training programs. You can learn more about summer safety using the link included with this story on our website. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. Got more news after this on KCIM.
Worry-free home heating starts with propane delivery and contracting solutions that fit your needs and budget from New Cooperative. Lock in peace of mind now with prepaid or booking contracts, or choose our budget bill propane contract that spreads your payments across all 12 months. When you contract propane with New Cooperative, you get straightforward pricing, no hidden or extra fees, and dependable delivery so you don't have to worry about running low. Contact New Cooperative today for the propane contract that's right for you.
When our eyes aren't on the road and our hands aren't on the wheel, we're putting ourselves and others at risk. Texting while driving is one of the most dangerous forms of distracted driving. And in 2024, distraction due to drivers using an electronic device resulted in over 900 crashes in Iowa. Hands-free driving is the law. That means no using electronic devices while driving unless doing it hands-free, because no one is a good distracted driver. Learn more at drivesmartiowa.com.
Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being a dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you have provided. I have faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Carroll County residents are asked to review the updated Carroll County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan, as well as provide public feedback before the comment period closes near the end of the month. County officials announced the plan is now available online, and a link is included with this story on our website. The brief survey seeks feedback to guide future hazard mitigation and emergency preparedness efforts across the county. Hazard mitigation plans are designed to identify potential natural and man-made risks facing communities and outline strategies to reduce damage and improve response and recovery efforts. The multi-jurisdictional plan involves cooperation among county and local governments to address hazards that could affect residents, infrastructure, and property. The plan put together by Region 12 Council of Governments. Officials do thank residents in advance for taking the time to review the document and participate in the survey process. Public comments submitted before the June 26th deadline will be considered as part of the plan review process. President Trump's endorsement of Randy Feenstra is now a central issue in the Republican Party's race for governor. Trump calls Feenstra a highly respected America First congressman who is MAGA all the way. Feenstra says Trump is the greatest president of his lifetime, and the country is safer because of Trump. One of Feenstra's GOP challengers, Zach Lane, says Trump got bad advice from about Feenstra. Lane says he and his supporters are now in a street fight with the party's establishment wing. Adam Steen, Brad Sherman, and Eddie Andrews are the other Republicans running for governor in this year's primary. Rob Sant, currently the only candidate filed for the Democratic Party's nomination. And now a week after Memorial Day, gas prices are continuing their slow decline following that holiday weekend, with many areas now seeing prices below $4 a gallon. AAA Iowa's Brian Ortner says the gas price drop coincides with the fall in oil prices.
And crude oil now is, you know, trading on the markets as of Friday below $90 per barrel, which is great. If we talked a couple weeks ago, we were, you know, 107, 110 on some days. So seeing that decrease is good, and hopefully we'll see more of that translate back to the pumps.
Ortner says there's normally some seasonal increases in gas prices around this time of year.
Summer months, the demand increases, and if you look at trends, we typically see prices increase over the summer because you have more activities, more sporting events, people are out of school, there's more driving, there's more vacations. So we see some of that increase on a year-to-year basis.
Ordner says prices typically follow a set pattern.
Prices, when they go up like a rocket. When they go down like a feather. Will the prices drop as quickly as we saw them rise? More than likely not. A lot of factors to that. Obviously, you know, when businesses are buying their fuel, they're buying at a certain price, and they have that inventory that they need to get rid of before they replenish.
Gas prices in the statewide survey averaged about $4.04 a gallon.
A week ago, we're at 424 across the state. So a 20-cent difference from a week ago is a great sign for consumers.
Ortner says the survey shows Iowans aren't planning on cutting back their summer travel despite those higher gas prices. And that is going to be wrapping up your look at today's midday news for this Monday, June 1st, 2026. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.